Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
To get with, yes, this is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, but I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Well, if I can find the button here, which button to push here? Let's see if we got to press that one and still have the same screen. Sometimes these buttons just don't work. We high-tech rednecks, and then the buttons don't work. Hey, guys, welcome to episode 323. I'm in the studios here with Mr. Reagan. Let's see if I switch over if you say, well, you're still, look at the way you are framed up. Wow, I've got to fix that. So I tell you what, I'm going to go back over this one. We'll frame that up later. We might not use that shot tonight. It's set for Miss Lindsay. Miss Lindsay is on vacation. She's making too much money, Reagan. We're gonna do something. All these vacations and stuff.
Tell her to stop doing that.
But hey, we're in the studio. We've got a special guest on with us tonight. We'll be introducing him a little bit later. But you know, tonight we're gonna be talking about how success leaves clues. It's not a mystery. If you really will study behind successful people, people that you admire, people that have gone before you and are doing things that you want to do, I don't know what your goals are. Maybe it's a financial goal. Maybe it's a personal goal. Maybe it's a health goal. Maybe it's a spiritual goal. Whatever it is, I have found in my 20 years of coaching and 25 years of ministry and working with people and 25 years of being an entrepreneur that, you know, really success isn't a mystery. All you have to do is look at people that are doing what you want to do, sort of see what they're doing and mimic it. So, you know, everything great can certainly be achieved if it has been achieved before. If a man who was cut from his high school basketball team can go to the NBA and become a legend, and I would argue, even though Reagan wouldn't, that he's the greatest of all time, then surely any other kid out there that wants to be on a high school basketball team and has goals and dreams and ambitions, if you have the talent and skill set to do that, then you can do that. You know, I was reading the other day that the 4-minute mile wasn't even broken, wasn't even obtained by other runners until someone obtained it first. Someone had to do it first to prove that it can be done. So, you know, if this old boy who dropped out of college after just a few years with a C average in school, raised in the 9th poorest county in the United States with a single mom, can find entrepreneurial success, then I certainly believe anyone that listens to this podcast that gets involved with TW3 can as well. Because it's not a mystery. We've got a strategy. We got a system in place that if you will get involved, we show you step by step what to do. So tonight, that's what we're talking about, how success leaves clues. Our special guest on the show tonight is Spencer Sin. Spencer is a brand new rep. Spencer is not a brand new rep. But got a little tongue-tied tonight.
Key differences there.
Yeah, key difference. Spencer's not a brand new rep, but a newer rep who has come on recently and found pretty quick success with the TW3 platform. And is a wonderful coach and trainer. So I wanted to have him on tonight and let him talk to everyone from just starting out to the most experienced to people that are considering, you know, joining an entrepreneurial opportunity, what they can do and how they can do. I want him on a little bit later. We're going to talk to him about that. He, like so many others, are leveraging the tools and training and technology at TW3 to take their income and their career to new levels. And so I invited him, and I invited other reps, as a matter of fact, to call in as well. And we're going to be playing some tonight and over the next few weeks. You know, Reagan, Have you ever seen in the, because you've been working with me now 3 years.
Almost 3 years, yeah.
3 years.
This November.
Have you seen in those 3 years, I mean, we've had good volume and we've written good business, but the amount of business that's been written now by new people.
No, never. And it's awesome to see. I mean, it's super cool to see this many, you know.
Yeah,
because brand new, I mean, but just like within the first couple of weeks, like
it's one thing for people that has been off. With, yeah, I mean, it's one thing for you,
it's picked up traction. It,
yeah,
is really what's happened. I mean, when I first started, it was that there was very much seasons. We would pick up fall months, winter months, and then around the summertime, around now especially, just it die off. Really
right.
Slow.
They just slow down.
Not many
summer.
People doing much. You know, there's a lot of different reasons for that.
It'd be your real estate people mostly,
right? But yeah. I mean, I would say our summer months now are just as good as our fall months. I mean,
it's just
really cool to see.
It's very cool to see, and it's awesome to see how, you know, if you've listened to the show at all in the last several years, you'll hear me talk about people like Jeff, people like Tracy, people like Gary Green, people like Joe and other people. You know, you've heard all these names bantered about and mentioned because these folks have been with me, some of them, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Josie, who was on last week, has been on 5 years. So you've heard all these names. And it's one thing for, and I think that does speak to the validity of the opportunity here that people would stick around that long. But it's one thing for those guys because, you know, they're pros. I mean, they know what they're doing. And this is another thing where people coming on a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm making 4, 5, 6 sales. I'm like, that's awesome.
It is. It's super cool to see.
So that's very cool. So we're going to be talking tonight about, you know, how that's possible. Why, you know, entrepreneurialism to me is the best career strategy anyone, and I do mean anyone, can get involved with. But the way you do it might be different for you than other people because everyone's different. But we're going to be talking about that. But real quick, first, we're taking live questions tonight. So if you're on the show live and you want me or Reagan or Spencer to answer your questions tonight, you'll want to go over to terrywilson3.com/live. You can't use the chat over on our social media channels because we don't look at those or, nor read those. So we've quantified it and sort of just, you know, honed it down to one particular channel. So go to terrywilson3.com/live, terrywilson3.com/live. And if you've got a question there, just click on my face where it says let's chat. Be more than happy to answer any questions you have. Before we get going too far, I want to just give a pause for the calls. The reason we're able to bring this show to you is because of our sponsors, which is our referral marketing partners, which if you're an elite member or plus member, you have access to these same partners who will pay you to drive traffic to them. I drive traffic to them through my podcast here. And so let's just talk about that. Ring Central is one of our favorite sponsors. I use Ring Central to manage my entire call center at TW3 with all the reps, thousands of reps using one call center, that 800-673-1728 that people call in and they have their own extension in my call center and then they can have calls routed to them. And it is, they're always there. They're always working. They just great customer support. One of the things I love about them, Reagan, you can give a shout out. This is their customer support because when we bring on new members, sometimes they'll have a technical question about this or that. Maybe they got an Android or an iPhone. They're wanting to work with the Ring Central. Well, they've got, you know, live support there, which is really cool.
And you can call in with them.
You can call in with them, which you can't call in with us because we're a small company, so we don't do phone support. So if you want to try out 30 days of business solution, a phone system, and you're not a member at TW3, go to terrywilson3.com/ringcentral. That's terrywilson3.com/ringcentral. They'll give you a 30-day free trial and give you 30% off if you want to use their system. And it's really, really cheap. I think it starts out at like $15 a month if you want to have a professional cloud-based phone system that does fax, that does call center work. I mean, you can set it up however you want. Also, if you travel like I do, we love vacations. As a matter of fact, we just booked the cruise that we're going on, I think, in September, our family cruise. And then we got another one that we booked today as well in February that we're doing and all kinds of. We use TerryWilson3.com/booking for the absolute lowest price on airfare, airfare, car rental, all of those things that you need in travel. Go to TerryWilson3.com/booking. Lastly, earners are learners, leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow there. And the way you do that is with good content. The best way to consume good content, in my opinion, because everyone's busy, everyone's working, you know, pop in an audiobook. And if you've got an iPhone like I do, you can download an audiobook there and listen to it and hear, you know, good audio content of what you're wanting. Stay motivated, stay inspired, stay informed. And you can get a free audiobook over at TerryWilson3.com/freebook. Lastly, if you want a good opportunity to work from home and don't want to get involved with thrills, pills, lotions, and potions, and MLM or network marketing businesses, we're not making it. I feel like Seinfeld. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's not that we're making a judgment on MLMs or network marketing businesses. I've got a lot of clients that are in that. We're just not one. That's not our business, even though we've been accused of that. This is a direct sales business. And I know a lot of people don't like MLMs. We're not one. If you'd like to get involved with a true work-from-home business opportunity, you can go over to TerryWilson3.com/apply. I want to remind you that tonight, if you've got questions, go over to TerryWilson3.com/live. Pop it in. Reagan's grabbing them. We got questions coming
in. We do have a few. And okay. We can get, if you're wanting to get into them now, or we can just kind
of. We'll answer a few, and then I'll get into talking to Spencer here.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Wanted to give a shout out to Erica Z. It comes from Mark.
So. Erica Z coming from Mark.
Mm-hmm. Mark.
All right. Welcome to the show tonight, Erica. And is it Erica or Eric?
Erica.
Erica.
Yep.
Good to have you on the show tonight, Erica. And you've got a wonderful recruiter and trainer there in Mark. He's one of our top guys.
Jane said she has a visitor who would like to hear you talk about the Plus package and how it can help insurance producers.
Jane has I'm trying to talk and adjust.
Stop multitasking.
I'm multitasking. Yeah, okay, so we'll talk about the Plus package and how it can help. Very interesting, Jane. The genesis of this business, for you members, you'll know that, but of course, visitors wouldn't know this. And people, how I got started in online marketing and even building the TW3 platform is I first had a music business, and the way that music business grew was I sold baby grand pianos online. We had one of the largest, we became the largest piano retailer in the country. We was pumping out 50 baby grands on average a week in a little old shop in a little old town in Western North Carolina. And because we was putting them on eBay, and this was before Amazon, and I knew how to do internet marketing. I knew how to target people. I knew who my audience was. And when the economy folded back in 08, it put me out of the music business. And then we launched TerryWilson3.com, which was an insurance business at first. And I won trips to Fiji, and I won trips all over the world because I was selling final expense life insurance. I was selling term life insurance products. I was selling health insurance products. I was selling indemnity plans. I was selling all kinds of things. And the way that came about was I knew how to do online marketing. And so I would use tools like a voice broadcast dialer, which our voice broadcast dialer allows you to target, pinpoint target, who are you trying to call? So, for instance, if I'm selling final expense life insurance, I'll want to call people between the ages because the underwriting criteria might be between the ages of 50 and 75. Well, I'm a marketer, even though that's the underwriting criteria. I know the best people to try to reach is the 165 to 75 because they're typically retired, going to be at home. So I called them. I had a very compelling message of why they needed to speak to me right then and there. I gave them instant value with my message on the phone, and I was able to sell two products. Mutual of Omaha had a life insurance product that was a final expense product, and Foresters, a Canadian company, had a product called PlanRight. And I sold the dickens out of those over the phone. And then I went on to started selling health insurance. And I would say, hey, this is Terry Wilson with 89healthplan.com. I'm calling all of my Century 21 agents here in Atlanta today. You qualify for a health plan that starts only $89 with absolutely no deductible. Go to 89healthplan.com. 89healthplan.com was a landing page that I created with an opt-in form and all this. I'm using a bunch of 50-cent words. If you're not an online marketer, it makes no sense. But these were all the tools that I was using, and I had strategies of how to use them. And so I would have insurance agents coming to me, how do you do that? How do you do that? And so I started charging them to build sales funnels and landing pages and campaigns for them. And I put a package together. And then I told them, I said, listen, instead of recruiting you into my insurance agency and trying to police you on, oh God, are they writing insurance through me? I tell you what I'll do. I'll sell you my package that has the dialer, has this, has that, has all this stuff. You pay me $97 a month to keep it active. And then you sell whoever's insurance you want. You can sell mine. You can sell yours. I don't care. Because then I knew I get mine. I'm getting that little bit of 97. And it just, it took off. Insurance agents everywhere, independent agents, captive agents, everyone was selling insurance using my platform. And then a guy who's an entrepreneur came to me and said, Terry, what if I sold your system? Because he was an agency owner and he had about 100 agents working within his, could I sell your TW3 platform? I was like, well, I hadn't thought it. So I turned it into a business opportunity where people could resell my platform. And as soon as I did that, this is the genesis of TW3. It all started almost 10 years ago. Next month is going to be a 10-year anniversary. That's how it all started. And so we have multiple tools to sell just about any type of insurance you want. Tell Jane if that doesn't satisfy the question, I'll readdress. But ask me specific questions if you have. But I think the origin story of how we started is helpful to a lot of people. So be more than happy to readdress if you have a specific question.
Get one more question real quick before we start, and then we'll address the rest of them
okay.
a little bit later.
Okay.
And this one's a quick one. What's the three in TW3?
That's my name. I am the third, Terry Wilson 3. Which it worked out because there's a photographer that's got TerryWilson.com because I tried to buy it. And so I just went with Terry Wilson 3 because I'm the third. I come from a lineage of senior, junior, and I'm the third. And so my claim to fame is my grandfather married the most people in 1976 before a Braves game. I forget who the Braves were playing, but my grandfather. And for that year, he had the Guinness Book of World Record, Terry Wilson Sr., and then it was broke the following year. So anyway, that's our family's claim to fame. So anyway, we're privileged to have another great recruiter and trainer on the call tonight. He is riding a lot of great business. He's been with us, I don't know exactly how long, but he's been with us a little bit. But he came. The thing that was impressive was he came on out of the gates. He was serious about this, serious about his activity, and started writing a business pretty much immediately. And so he gave me sort of an outline, which I appreciate that what he wanted to talk about. Spencer, are you on the call tonight? Can you hear me?
I am. How are you?
I'm doing great, brother. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Sure. I'm battling a bad cold, so.
Oh, no. What part of the country are you in, Spencer?
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee? So let me ask you, are you a beer drinker? Because everybody out of Milwaukee, don't they drink beer?
Well, that's a pretty personal question. Let me just say I used to.
Used to? Yeah. I've been known to before. Okay. Well, I won't embarrass you. That's probably inappropriate to even ask. But when I think.
No, well, it's okay. I just had too much fun, so they made me stop.
I understand how that can happen. So you want to talk about a little bit about mindset and how to be a guide from the onset with purpose. For helping others. Tell me a little bit about mindset and why it's imperative in this business to be successful.
Well, whether you're experienced at this or whether you're just somebody learning it, one of the most important things that I've learned in my life in just about everything is mindset. if I wake up every day and I don't make an effort to have a particular mindset, things kind of spiral out of control quickly. Right. And that's just the nature of life because so many variables and things happen. So what I try to do every day is focus on keeping everything simple. And like when new people respond to my ads or anything like that, I talk with them about stuff like this. Okay. And I ask them questions. Some people don't spend as much time as I do, I know. I like that first call to be where I find out about that person and see where their mindset is, okay? And also let them know what my mindset is.
Right.
And I take a lot of pride in sharing that mindset. For example, you know, a choice to be empathetic, compassionate. People are online looking for jobs, opportunities, and they go through a lot of crap.
Right.
And once they get to me, I want them to tell me about that crap. Because they're not going to experience that with me, because I've got a goal, I'm focused, I've got a product that I believe in. And the first thing I wake up thinking about every day is I need to serve people. And that is my mindset.
Right.
I'm going to serve people. And that keeps negativity out of my parameters so I can focus on somebody to ask them questions, and bold questions at times, like, are you looking to believe in yourself and make $50,000 to $100,000 a year?
Right.
Or are you looking for an hourly opportunity?
That's so strong
that
right
mindset.
There. You need to repeat that question. I want other TW3 listen to the way that he framed this, because he is addressing their mindset. And there's an old adage, I was some sales training I learned from someone, and I can't remember the name. But he said something profound one time. He says, he who asks the questions controls the conversation. And a lot of times new reps that come on, and even if you're not a TW3 rep, listen to what he's saying. He's asking pointed questions that gets to their motives and what are they about? What do they expect? And he's saying, you know, I'm making you commit emotionally. I'm making you commit, you know, business-wise, what are you in this for? So we can go ahead and save each other time. That was brilliant. So ask that question one more time about that.
Well, what I was saying is some of the questions sometimes need to be bold and direct. So, you know, where I'll ask them, are you looking to make $50,000 to $100,000 a year as a career? Or are you looking for something to just fill some income hourly or salary? That's after beautiful. I share with them that I'm empathetic and compassionate and I build a little rapport, I ask that question and then they feel okay to start telling me things.
Right.
And my job, and I tell them my job is to, you know, learn enough about them where I can make a recommendation.
Right.
And by the way, if I make a recommendation for you and you are a good fit for this, I need to make sure you're a good fit for me too. Because I would be working with you. When I do that, people tend to start to open up with me very quickly, because other ads they've responded to, other people they've talked to, other opportunities, they haven't heard anybody talk like that to them.
Yeah, because everyone else has tried to sell them. You're not trying to sell them anything. You're trying to help them, legitimately
Correct.
Help them. That's beautiful.
Correct.
I love that.
Correct.
I love that.
And that's the mindset. That's the mindset I'm talking about. You have to want to help people. I use the word serve for certain reasons, but that helps me be focused on my compassion and all of that stuff and have empathy. And I gather information where I'm interviewing them, but they don't even know it. And by the way, in sales trainings and things like that, they say you always want to be in control. I don't necessarily like that word.
Sure.
The mindset I choose to prefer to look at it is I'm a guide. I'm a
right.
guide for these people. Or
right.
if you're religious, be their shepherd, whatever
right.
the case is.
Right,
but,
right.
You know,
yeah.
those people are relying on you to help them get somewhere.
Right.
Even if it's not the right opportunity for them.
Yeah, I totally get how the word control can have some negative connotations. And especially when you're in the sales industry, because there are some just sleazy operators out there that are literally trying to control people, which I would use the word manipulate. And you definitely don't want to manipulate people. But I think at the same time, you want to help people not get distracted and
Correct.
And be able to get the information they need to make an educated, balanced decision on what's right for them. And
Correct.
They don't know what you know, so they don't know what to ask. So they do need that guide, that shepherd, that, you know, person that's taking them on this journey, saying, okay, look over here to your left, look over here to your right. You know, I want you to take notice of that. Of course, giving them the free will all the time to stop, move backwards or whatever. So I appreciate you, making a distinction there and, bringing out that term. You know, one of the, to me, the true test of a consultant and a coach, and that's what an elite member, and you're an elite member at TW3, truly, that's what an ELT member is. Is they're a career coach and consultant. They're a specialist, if you will. One of the true tests to me of a coach or consultant is when they get that first, for lack of a better term, and I'm not trying to be disparaging, but that problem child. That person, in my best estimation, is being unreasonable. And when I mean unreasonable, they're constantly contradicting themselves, even simply because they've made a conscious decision and chosen to be, contemptuous, to be disagreeable, everything's bad, nothing is right. And at that, you can't even explain to them where they're missing it and helping them get back in a proper mindset. And you sort of had one of those early on, and I saw you always show empathy, always show care, never a sharp word, which I felt like a couple times watching the situation, a sharp word would have been justified. But tell me a little bit, how did you keep a balance there? Because you're talking to, of course, hundreds and thousands, really. We average about 10,000 downloads per episode. But you got a few hundred people that are going to be ELT members watching this tonight, and plus members and sales rep and trainers. Tell me, give me some advice. How did you keep your cool and stay sort of even-keeled? And, how you handle that situation. I don't really get into great detail because it's not about the person. It's not even about the argument. It's just right. About how you stayed professional through the whole thing. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, for me, one of the things I was also going to talk about here is make sure that you're appreciative. Okay? No matter who that person is, no matter what they're doing, appreciate it. And I learned how to train my mind that way years ago.
Yeah.
Because I learned every problem is an opportunity, okay? So right now, as I worked through it with that guy, he asked me to do his work for him, and I came back strong and said, no, absolutely not, because it sent the wrong message to do it for him. And now he is trying to come back. He's come back to me now and said, hey, I'm getting leads in. Will you work them for me? And will you pay me something on them? So now I'm trying to train him back into the business, okay? When he was completely looking at everything the wrong way, wouldn't follow any steps, wouldn't do anything right.
Right.
And, I look at him as the rest of the world. You know, I'm out here helping. That's what right. I told him I would do. But at times I've got to be firm and say, look, you got to, you're not five.
Right.
You got to do your work. I can't do it for you. I'll guide you and help you like I promised. And that's all I really did. And I appreciate that opportunity, whether it's I appreciate waking up or talking to somebody or whatever the case is. I have appreciation for people and everything around me.
Well, and that is a decided, predetermined attitude you've got to have, because it's not going to come as just a reaction. Because for you guys that are on the show tonight listening, he and I was called everything but our God-given Christian name. And, it was just a contentious situation, and you diffused it so well and just stayed in there. And, it's a running joke around here. You know, I sort of go sideways at times. You've probably seen me, I'm good up to a point, and then it's boom, this, the old Irish in me, and I don't make no excuses. That's my weakness. That's where I'm trying to get better. And I told Reagan, I says, I could learn a little bit from Spencer here, how he stayed cool as a cucumber, you know, because it's difficult for me at times. So I appreciate you exercising that kind of mindset.
I still have my issues.
Nah, well, we all do, don't we? Hey, Reagan, we got questions. What kind of questions do we have?
Oh, we have a few, and we have some good notes. Jay said, great discussion. One of my main decisions, what I've had to make over the past few weeks when I really started to get deep into and understand the TW3 system is, am I willing to serve people through this opportunity in a way that it requires to truly help see people reach their goals? It truly does take a certain mentality to be a great trainer and mentor for people that are looking to make a major positive change in their life.
Awesome. Who said that?
That was Jay.
Oh, cool. Thanks, yeah. Jay.
And Gary said, Spencer's doing a great job.
That's right.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary's on the night. Good deal. Yeah, you came on with Gary, didn't you? Gary? Yep, good. You got one of the top guys in the biz, that's for sure.
Real quick.
That's what they say. I'm still waiting to see it. I'm kidding.
I know you are. We know you are.
Got him.
Got it. Burn. Now we're going to have Gary on here just so he can retort.
He wanted to make sure
crossfire here.
We gave a shout out to Doug Huber, Jason Johnson. Those two.
Welcome on, guys. Welcome on. Thank you, guys. Are they new members? Or
They're thinking about onboarding. So.
Okay. And someone wanted to give a shout out.
That was Gary.
Well, Gary had, I think he had two or three sales just one day. Of course, he normally knocks down five or six in a week at a minimum. But he was talking about, hey, I was just going to work the call center and check it out. He was on the training the other night and shared that with the audience. He had an elite, a plus, and I think a rep all in one day. And so for you guys that are not TW3 members, let me break that down, what that means in money. You sell an elite package, that's a $1,500 instant commission that you get within 24 to 48 hours, depending on your merchant account and how it's set up. And you set it up yourself. We can refer you to two or three that we recommend. Some of them, there's pros and cons with all of them. But elite package is $1,500. A plus package is $850. A rep package is $450. So what's the math on that? I went to...
I wasn't listening to the numbers. I'm reading your next question.
So that's good money. That's what that is. I don't know, 25, 3 grand, something like that. Who knows? But anyway, that's good money for one day's work of a few hours in the call center.
We have a good question here. I don't want to butcher this person's name, but there's a chance I might, so I apologize in advance. I believe this is from Dulce.
Okay.
It says, hi, Terry. I watched a few videos and completed the survey for a follow-up on a call today. I'm interested in speaking with someone about possibly moving forward if this is truly the right opportunity for me. I work from home on a capital raise project. Excellent company, great technology. However, I'm 49 years old and I really need to shift into working for myself. Ideally, I'm interested in earning $5,000 to $10,000 per month, or better yet, need to start part time. Hope to hear from you soon to discuss. Thanks.
Sure. Has he spoken to anyone yet?
It doesn't say.
Okay. That kind of income, I recommend our elite package. Okay. Here's the way if you want to sort of start out, get your toes in the water, you know, make a few $100 a week, you know, $450, $900 a week, you get the tools and the training at the sales rep and trainer package, which is $597. And you can do that. If you are an existing entrepreneur, you're an insurance agent, you're a real estate agent, you're in direct sales, retail, restaurant, or whatever, and you want to be able to sell TW3 as a business opportunity, but you also want to use these tools to promote your own existing business aforementioned that was just listed out, then that's the plus package. And that's for those guys that, you know, 50 to 100 is what I say. If you want to be an agency owner, you want to be able to resell TW3, you want to be able to use it as a tool like a plus member, and you'd also like to build your own agency and have an override on referral marketing business on like a Spencer's on tonight, and every time he sells a package, he gets that instant commission, plus he gets $50 a month thereafter as long as his clients are active. So he's got a built-in incentive to be that coach. That's why I said ELT members are really coaches and consultants. They're specialists because they have a built-in interest to keep their book of business happy, because as long as they're happy, that's $50. And we just was poking at Gary a little bit. Gary's got hundreds and hundreds, and I think he's got 300. I don't know what it is, active. So he's making really good just residual money. He's an ELT member. So if you're a high-income person, a motivated person, That's what that elite package is. And you can always upgrade later on, and you have equity. So if you start at the $5.97 level and then want to upgrade to the $12.97 level, you can and only pay the difference. And then you can upgrade to the ELT, which is the $29.97, and only pay the difference. So someone asked me that earlier in the email today, and I want to make sure. So if that person hasn't spoken to anyone, Spencer is on with us tonight. And his extension is what? I don't even remember. I got it right here. 1150.
1150.
So if you want to come on and make that kind of money, call Spencer at 800-673-1728, extension 1150. Talk to him about the elite package, because that will be the one, if you're motivated in that kind of income stream and everything. That's the one we'd recommend. If you can't start there, then start where you can. But talk to Spencer on that, and he will be able to help you out with that.
Cool. This one's from Ron. He says, I'm a plus member. What advice can you give those that don't have any sales or marketing experience to make great money with your platform quickly?
So
follow the steps.
Take it, Spencer. Go ahead. Answer that for me.
Can you repeat the question again?
Sure. I'm a plus member. What advice can you give those that don't have any sales or marketing experience to make great money with the platform quickly?
Well, I'll use myself as an example. And, you know, anybody I talk to, I tell them the same thing that I've done. Step 1 through 6, you know, get comfortable with the information. You know, get comfortable talking to people about it. Know your product, who you're talking to, meaning know your buyer. So what I mean by that is know who fits in the sales rep and trainer, who fits in the plus, and who fits in the elite. Okay. Place your ads, get your pipeline generating, and then learn more a little at a time and start building, because there's so much information to learn. What can tend to happen is you'll get off course right away. And that happens to me. I have severe ADHD. So I made sure that I stick to the steps and just keep building on the steps every day that I go through. But at the same time, in order for me to get to finish each step well, I have to make sure that I'm questioning people properly, getting the right information. And I'll give you an example. Let's say somebody says, well, I have experience in this and this and this. Well, can you tell me a little bit more about that? People love to talk about them, and you need to go deeper. Okay. Otherwise, you get just surface information, and it's hard to make recommendations on the surface. Keep it simple. Be sure you're doing everything in the steps. No matter what you're doing, you always want to do some form of a screen share to show people, because visuals make them feel more confident. In order to generate money quicker, you want to follow up with people, but you don't want to chase them. Okay. And first and foremost, you want to set a goal, and you want to have that mindset through everything, because there's variables through every step, every person you talk to. Make it easy for you, the prospect, and keep leading them. Okay. And don't get too comfortable. A lot of the times what happens, even the pros, let's talk about basketball, baseball.
Absolutely.
They're never allowed to get too comfortable, because they always keep practicing the basics and doing those things and finishing them well. And then once you finish them well, find another way to improve. If you do all those things, those are really the most important steps in finding the quicker money. You'll sell larger packages, you'll be more confident, and you'll be more comfortable talking to people and closing that business. And for me, I try to be methodical in what I do. That just helps me keep focused.
Right.
That's good advice.
Very good advice. I'm glad you said it, because I feel like a broken record. You know, I probably get that question probably 2-3 times a day. Terry, what's the fastest way I can start making money in your business? And there's really, you know, the steps. The reason we put those steps out, the 1 through 6, the way we did, is because there's not one step in there that's not imperative.
Yeah.
Not one.
Yeah.
And
that's why I kind of wanted to cover this type of stuff today, because whether you're an existing older rep, all of these things are relevant no matter what on a daily basis. And for somebody that is thinking about getting into this business, I wanted to kind of, if they can do the things that I talked about, and I know they can, anybody can. It's a decision.
Absolutely.
But the reason I wanted to go through it this way is I do the same thing with every phone call, every customer. I want to paint a picture. I want them to feel confident and in control that, hey, I think I really want to do this, and I can do this. And then have some sort of a outline in their head of what they need to do.
Right. And you addressing mindset right up at the very beginning was so key, because when you're working in that call center and you're starting to use our tools to drive traffic, whether you're taking it as a live call or you're taking it as an email and following up with the email, however you've programmed your funnel, what Spencer said is so true, that the typical audience out there now, because there's just so much internet crap, they're jaded. They're cynical. And the only way to break that down, to break through that cynicism and for lack of a better term, just bad attitude, is just first sort of lay yourself on the altar and say, hey, I'm here to serve you. I'm here to answer your questions. I'm here to help you. And being an elite member and plus member, especially even our reps that don't have the referral marketing, you still have it as a carrot to be able to attract people. Spencer, I don't know, correct me if you've seen anything, but I don't know of another work from home business opportunity where you can make money even if you don't sell anything and help people, legitimately help people and still make money, because you've seen the training. Most of the people aren't right for entrepreneurialism, and we refer them over to an hourly opportunity. They get what they want. We get paid a little bit and we keep moving forward.
Right. Well, I think one of the cool things about our business here is that you've got two opportunities. You can help an existing business. Well, you've got more than two opportunities. You can help an existing business by reselling the platform for them to advertise their own business.
Right.
You can generate leads that you can sell to a business. And it's Thursday. I don't want to do that. I want to take calls in the call center, and I want to help people that maybe never had an opportunity to make more than $15 an hour, or never had an opportunity to get an education or any of that stuff, but yet be brought into a business if they follow the steps and all of these other things, can make what an attorney or a doctor, or, you know, make a good living and something they would have never been able to do.
All by just helping people and never feeling the pressure of having to quote unquote sell someone something. Someone's asking about the cameras. The cameras went down, so there's just the logo up. So if you're sending in questions about where the camera feed went, the USB, I just looked down, and while Spencer was talking, I was trying to adjust it, but something's happened there. So I'm sure someone's going to leave negative feedback somewhere.
Yeah, everybody seems to understand.
I quit.
That's it. Enough of
Forget
this
it.
Unprofessional show here.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
We do have something I wanted to address. It's not really a specific question on here, but we've had a couple people ask in the past. I think it's just good to readdress. For our site, we've upgraded our servers in the past, but occasionally, if you're on one of our forms or one of our pages, it'll say site unsecure. You want to go into a little detail of why that is?
Yes. Back before Google changed, and this is all Google, by the way.
Yeah.
Google pushed this. They are the largest search engine on the internet, period. Now, there's Bing, there's Yahoo, but Google is king dingling, okay? They just are. And they changed about, I don't know, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, saying that if someone didn't have a security certificate that they approved, then the site was going to show up as unsecure.
Even though you do have a secure certificate.
Even though you might have a, and we did. So we upgraded to comply with him because we just didn't even want to fight it. I didn't feel like, and you know, what's the point of being right if everyone assumes you're wrong?
A little bit of an extortion racket, I'm not going to lie. It's well, like, sure. We're not really upgrading anything here, but
so we paid you want Google the certificate, the Godfather for security money. So, you know, because accidents happen. You know what I'm saying? So,
actually, not with us. Not yet.
Not yet. No, that's true. So we have always had a secure site. Always. Yeah. But Google didn't recognize our security certificate. So we went and got another one. So what happens now, we've been doing this, and some of these pages that are on our site, especially like our opt-in form, some of our opt-in forms, some of our enrollment forms, they'll show unsecure.
Yeah. All, and I understand why that would make people
nervous. And admit, so if you're a rep out there, all you have to do is tell your client, don't put HTTPS. You've got to put the S. HTTPS /, and then the web address, which would be, if you're enrolling, terrywilson3.com/enroll.
Yeah.
And it will pull that same form up. But like if you go straight to buytwleadsystem.com, it'll show unsecure.
Yeah.
But if you'll go https://terrywilson3.com/enroll, which is the exact same page. My TW lead system is nothing more than a redirect. It's just convoluted. I mean, Google has just really made life difficult for us.
Yeah.
But you might have to spend some time with the client to explain to them it is secure, but so that your search engine and Google will be satisfied.
Or send them to this podcast.
Or send them to this podcast and whatever minute this is, you know, 46 minutes within the show, they can listen to the podcast and hear how they can go and see that it is secure. But we do have a security certificate. We have had literally thousands upon thousands upon thousands of transactions through our site. We have never, not once, knock on wood, we have never had a security breach or anyone's identity or anything like that. So, but of course, there's always that first one. It only takes one. But we've done everything that, you know, not only that's required, but we want to do. Because, matter of fact, I had a former member who was an ELT member, came to the conference, asked about renewing. He says, can you charge my card again? I want to renew up, because he had to take a couple months off. And I said, well, do you have to go to renew, terrywilson3.com/renew? And he says, well, just charge my card. You got it on file. I'm like, no, we don't. We don't keep nothing on file.
No, we really don't.
We don't want the responsibility or anything. So
that happens a lot. People are just, hey, just rerun the card. It's like, I can't. You got to resubmit it.
Yeah, because we don't.
Once it's run, that's encrypted to us.
It's encrypted to us. We don't even want the response. What happens is we take that information, we give it to our merchant account to put it on auto draft until you say otherwise. And then it's out of our hands. We don't have it anymore. It's encrypted in their system, and we are blocked from their system just for we don't want the access. Yeah. And so that's why you have to renew it. It's to protect you. It protects us. It protects everyone. So that's the protocols within our business on that.
That seems like the last of our questions regarding the business. Jane did ask how I'm enjoying my new apartment, though. I'm enjoying it. We finally got our dryer.
Jane, we're paying Reagan way too much when he can afford to buy these game stations and PS4s and flat screen TVs. He's got an apartment. I start questioning, and Spencer.
Well, a lot of this was just taken from here, and I just brought it to my apartment.
Spencer, I think we're paying him too much. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know what you're paying him.
Good answer.
Obviously, too much for him to be able to afford all that. You know, because he's on the support side of this. He is not selling anything.
You should see my opening schedule.
So anyway.
I do feel like he's making more than me.
Well, there you go.
You should see my ramen closet.
Ramen.
I'm eating good.
He's eating good with a ramen noodle.
Let's see. We do have one question. I think I missed it. If I do not have a domain name and do not know exactly how I want to take my business in the future, your thoughts.
So here's the thing about domain names and branding and being flexible to change in the future. What I say is just get started. To me, online marketing is sometimes is like painting. You don't know you don't like it until you throw some paint on some canvas and you say, you know, I need to shade that a little different. So you just got to get started. Don't let it stay in your head. So, and domain names are so cheap. It's not like you lost a ton of money to go out and buy a domain name. So I'm of the school of thought especially in today's world, as cynical as everyone has been, as we've talked about and Spencer has alluded to with mindset, I'm of the opinion you always brand your business after your own name, because then it conveys to people, hey, I stand behind this because I got my name on it. That's why I named this business TerryWilson3.com and our platform TW3. So I am a proponent of doing it that way. However, you might want to name your business the insurancelead system.com if you're in the insurance world, or the realestatesolution.com if you're in real estate, or the restauranttrafficdriver.com if you're in restaurant, or you know, careercoach.com, whatever you want to do. But here's the thing. Go out and buy a domain name. They're cheap. You can get them at GoDaddy. You can get them at other places for $5 to $10. Set it as a redirect to go right to your website. Brand your website after that domain name. And then, you know, 3 months from now, you get an inspiration or something you want to do different. All you've spent is $5 to $10. Go and buy. I mean, I probably have 50 domain names myself. And every one of those domain names point to a different, like, for instance, if I tell you, you want a lead generation system, you want to see how to turn your lead generation 300% in 90 days, grow your business 300% in 90 days, go to leadsbyterry.com. That's leadsbyterry.com. That right there is sending you to a landing page on my website. You're really going to terrywilson3.com/ and then a bunch of names, numbers, and stuff that would be difficult to convey to you through a podcast. So I go to GoDaddy for $5, $7, whatever it is, and buy leadsbyterry.com. And then I take that long URL address that that landing page is sitting on my site, and I forward it to that particular page. So yeah, don't be afraid to, you know, if you've followed me at all over the last few years, you can go and look at my website and then go back and look at some old recordings of what my website used to look like. I mean, look at my website now versus what it was 3 months ago. I mean, I'm constantly changing. And so don't be afraid to just throw stuff out there and make it happen.
What level do you need to be to start branding?
Well, you can start at the sales rep and trainer. Sales rep and trainers have a website. The thing you'll run into is at the sales rep and trainer level, you're taught, trained on how to resell this business, and that's it. And maybe you want to do more than this business. Maybe you want to use these tools to do this and some other stuff. That's where you're going to run into limitations. But you can start at the sales rep and trainer, and you're going to have your blog. You're going to have your website. You're going to have the training on how to set your headers and brand and all that other stuff.
Cool.
Good stuff. Before we get back with Spencer here, I invited all the TW3 members to call in and sort of give us some feedback, and we're running a little bit out of time, so we'll play one tonight, and I'll probably spread these out over the coming weeks, but I just wanted you to hear from other members and what they're doing and their experiences, and told them that if they had a special that they wanted to offer or anything, to include that in the recording. And so Mark called in, and so he was the first to call in a few days ago. So I want to go ahead and put his on, and then we'll play Jeff's and some of the others. Jeff, if you'll excuse me, I'll play yours next week if that's okay, just because of time's sake. But we'll start with this one, and this came in from Mark. So listen to what Mark's got to say.
Hey, Terry. This is Mark Ian Griffin out here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Just wanted to say hi and give my feedback on TW3. I'm really, really thankful that I got that I am a part of the TW3 family. I got started back in January of 2018, and just for you folks who are listening, I did start off as a trainer. I saw my first sale, actually my first week, and things grew by March. I had elevated to elite. So definitely don't despair if you're starting off in one of the lower levels. Encouragement, just try to stay focused. There's a lot going on in TW3. So if you stick with those first six steps, that can help you stay focused. Help you earn money, and while you're earning money, then you can start focusing on those other things. My website with TW3 is actually twcoaching.com. I do coach. I actually am doing a promotion to help you get, help people, whoever's not making the money they want to make. If you text Happy Father's Day to 757-774-7786, I am doing a free 30-minute consultation to help you get going. Again, that's Happy Father's Day. Text Happy Father's Day to 757-774-7786. And I just, you know, being part of TW3 has changed my life. Stick with it and ask for help. Don't be too proud. And I guess that's about all I got to say. I got more to say, but I can talk too long. So I'm going to make sure I respect the other wishes. All right. So God bless you and have a great night. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mark. We appreciate that. Definitely appreciate that. Let me cut this music off. What's going on? It got into my iTunes somehow over there. Sorry about that, guys. So, yeah, so he's a great coach as well. Reach out to him. If you're an existing member needing help, he can help you, and he's offering some services there, it looks like, for a trial period. So good stuff there, Mark. Spencer, we're about to close up. Do you have any final thoughts you want to leave the people?
Yeah.
yeah.
Stay positive.
Stay positive, man. That's right.
Stay positive. Yep, absolutely. And, you know, for people thinking about getting into this, I would say every day is a risk. Without this, you might as well have risk with steps.
Oh, my word.
I like that. That's good.
Spencer, I have a feeling that that sound clip is going to be heard in the future. No, but isn't it true? I mean, you know, life is a risk. Having a 9-to-5 is a risk. Going into a job, you know, is a risk because who knows, they might close down tomorrow. You know, why not have something that you have control over?
Absolutely.
So anyway, but you're preaching to the choir when you're talking to me about risk. I mean, I've been doing this now for 20 years as an entrepreneur, 25. So, I mean, I wouldn't know what it's like to have to work for someone.
I don't think you'd do it at this point.
I don't think I could. I'd be the worst employee a person could have. Well, Spencer, thanks for coming on the show tonight. Guys, if you really want an opportunity, a way, a means, a strategy to take your money, your business, your life to new levels, then you've heard from a couple reps tonight. You've heard from reps last week. We've had Gary on. We've had Tracy on. We've had Josie on. We've had tons of people on. The fact of the matter is, as Neil Craig said, the deal is real. All you have to do is just take the steps, do what we show you to do, and get with one of our trainers today. As you can hear, we've got some wonderful trainers that are here that are motivated, inspired to take you to the next level. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.